At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Back with Vershawn Jackson, sponsored by Wingstop, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
But let oh, hang out, bean and break.
I will say, I'm excited that you like the music.
I am too.
Because here's the deal, you didn't give me anything.
Well, I did.
And I just had to figure something out.
You did good. You did really good. You did really good. I'm shocked.
Me too.
And appalled. You got some good music playing, man. Seriously.
We can keep it rolling.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to hit you up on Tyler Heyman text line, 402-464-5685. This short segment, what do you want to talk about? Before we go on with P.J. Smith, former Nebraska safety, P.J. Smith, and is there something, is there a question that we have in ticket country for the coach? I'm putting my coach hat on right now. So if you have – Nick, you got a question for the coach?
Mm,
no?
Not really.
Figures. Figures. Figures as much. Thought maybe you would have something special lined up for me.
I can think of something. Would you like me to think of something? Here. Okay, actually, I talked about this last night. We'll see if you believe the same. People are counting on the defense to be – as good as last year.
People?
Fans. Here's the deal.
Are we realistically looking?
Well, the offense is going to have to be playing much better than they did last year.
Yeah, I know, but they're going. The offense is going to be good.
Okay.
And I would think that with the offense being better than it was last year, it's going to help the defense because when they see the offense – they're going to get tired of getting beat up by the offense,
well, yeah,
black shirts, and then they're going to take their, you know, they're going to start taking shots. It's just me.
All right.
But defensively, you got to look at the pieces that we lost, and you got to think, I don't care what anybody says, we lost some key pieces.
Lost a lot.
Right. So to play at that level or higher, that means the next guy back there, that guy, that maybe this guy that's coming in, you know, and from high school, you know, we talked about having the gold, having the New Jersey Player of the Year decommit from USC and come to us. Some of those youngsters going to have to step up in order to get to what we did this past year. Mm-hmm. Vershawn, does Nebraska have a chance to get a defensive lineman from TCU? Yes. Absolutely. As long as – he hasn't committed to someone else, we are still on the table. And that is someone that's something that we definitely, I believe, we have to secure that because it will help shore up the defensive line. We talked about Coach and some of the things he said about the defensive line, right, Nick?
Mike Dawson, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and play it.
All right, hold on. I got to pull it up here.
Here's why we need to get another guy from another school.
Yeah, I had hair before spring ball started, yeah. Sam, and now it's all gone. it's a fine line because the guys, they want to do well, right? No one wants to do well more than the guy that's out there, right? But so it's not like they go out there and go, you know what, on this play, I think I'm going to do the exact opposite of what he told me to do. But sometimes it looks like that, you know, and it feels like that as a coach. You're like, what in the world? How can you be doing that after this amount of time in practice? But it's all about habits. So how you make sure that they are all – attending class or all going to meals or all doing whatever it is that they're supposed to do when they're supposed to do it, that translates to me now when all of a sudden Chins calls something besides a base defense and we have to move to or away from a pressure, how do you know that they're going to do it? Well, this same guy has been to all of his classes. He goes to every meal, doesn't miss anything. Usually that guy does a good job of making sure that he doesn't miss an assignment.
Ho-ho. He said the key word, though. Key word in there. You know what that key word was?
No, go ahead.
Basically, consistency.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, that's what he was saying, consistency. You know, which one of the guys, he's got to be able to depend. And this is why I say, to get a guy from TCU as a defensive tackle, we got to have someone who has the knowledge of different defenses. Because at the end of the day, defensive schemes are defensive schemes. You got 4-3s, you got 3-4s, you got 5-3s, you got bears. You got, when I say this, I mean you have bear defense, you got over defense, you have unders. You got all type of different defenses, but you only can have so many defenses. And so you got to go get a smart defensive tackle, a guy that you can plug and play. You can put him in position, and if you go bear or you go under, he knows where to go. He knows where to slide. And listen, that's why we coach. We coach because if there wasn't a need for coaching, then they wouldn't be out there. I don't know if there would be a game. But you have the coaches there to coach the young men to get better. And when you do something over and over and over again, that's how you get better. When you do it the right way over and over again, not the wrong way. So, John, the answer to your question, I do think we have an opportunity at the defensive tackle. Bryce says, from what you've seen so far, which new addition has the biggest likelihood of having the biggest impact? The obvious answer is Casey Thompson, but after him, who do you see being that guy?
I already know who you're going to say.
Who?
Trey Palmer.
No, I wasn't going to say Trey Palmer, okay. but that's one.
Okay, go ahead.
That's one.
Anthony Grant.
There you go.
Yep.
I think Anthony Grant is the X factor. Trey Palmer is definitely a game breaker, and he's one of the additions. I tell you who's going to have to be another addition. Because we haven't seen him, I'm going to throw him into it. But Bryce, I'm just throwing him into the fold.
Oh, Benhart.
Yeah.
Bryce Benhart.
Yeah. He's got to play lights out.
He's got to play better than he's played his 2 years here in Nebraska.
Well, and I think this is the year for Bryce.
New coach?
Big Bryce, baby. Let's go, Bryce. New coach, a new philosophy, a new way of doing things. And I think at the end of the day, you know, those guys are gelling. Coach Riola is teaching them how to play as a unit. Play as a team, know what you're doing, know which steps to step with. If you're supposed to be stepping with the right foot, all linemen step in unison, step with the right. If it's supposed to be step with the left, step with the left. But do the things you're supposed to do.
Speaking of Riola, did you see Dylan is the number one overall recruit now in 2024?
What? Mm-hmm. That's your boy, dog. The captain, the ticket, 93.7.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.